This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. They play pinochle on your snout. They also compost your food scraps. Really, who would have thought we'd be welcoming worms inside our homes? I love how Cornell University describes the process for teaching elementary students. Worms eat food scraps, which become compost as they pass through the worm's body. Compost exits the worm through its tail's end. This compost can then be used to grow plants. And there you have it. But how do we contain the crawlies and make them work for us? Setting up a worm bin is easy. All you need is a box, moist newspaper strips, and worms. Worms need moisture, air, food, darkness, and warm, but not hot, temperatures. Bedding made of newspaper strips or leaves will hold moisture and contain air spaces essential to their survival. Red worms or red wigglers are preferred. My suggestion is to use a plastic container. The amount of food scraps you intend on composting and the number of worms will dictate the size of the container. It's suggested that the bin be shallow. It's really not quite as simple as it seems. There are certain foods not to give your worms, and there is also overfeeding them. I'll have a lot more information on GardenBite.com with links to Cornell and other home worm composters. They even have starter kits. It takes about 3 to 5 months for the worms to create the compost, which you then harvest. There's a process to that, too. The compost can be used immediately in your garden or stored till the season opens. Check out GardenBite.com and let me know if you've experimented with worm composting. I'm not really so sure I will. After all, they crawl in and crawl out on your snout. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. By the way, send me your comments, questions, or suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about?